In the first presentation, we addressed the impact of the intervention on the reduction of the risk factors. In this presentation, we are going to address the and evaluate the impact of the intervention on the pregnancy outcomes among the same group of women. I have no reasons to disclose the same collaborating institutions. The hypothesis here that the reductions in risk behaviors, these four risk behaviors through an education and counseling intervention, will result in healthier pregnancy outcomes, and that multiple risk factors during pregnancy may be associated with adverse pregnancy outcomes and need to be addressed concurrently. The objectives of this presentation is to assess the effectiveness of the integrated intervention in reducing the adverse pregnancy outcomes, low birth weight, and preterm birth, using also, again, CART methodology. And we will identify subgroups of women who benefited most from this integrated intervention and those who require more intensive intervention in order to have more healthy pregnancy and healthy outcomes. This is the same thing, background about the product. This hope, as mentioned earlier, the same four risk factors, screening of women. The same participants' characteristics for those 1,044 that we saw earlier, and their characteristics. And the same thing for their distribution of the four risks. The intervention was an interactive role of the psychosocial stress and health behavior pregnancy outcome, and it's based in empirically theoretically grounded models for treating these risks. Stages for change for smoking, for example, the cognitive behavior therapy for depression and IPV, and the same thing about the number of sessions and the requirements for sessions. And also, women had homework to do at home and come back with the results of the homework the following sessions and to be reviewed by the intervention. I think this is the same thing, same background about the CART methodology, and that we talked about it earlier. Here we have the dependent variables, the low birth weight less than 2,500 grams, or the very low birth weight less than 1,500 grams, preterm births less than 37, or very preterm less than 34 weeks of gestation. The sociodemographic independent variables we I'm going to address here: education, employment, marital status, WIC, medical status, Medicaid, premenopause, alcohol use during pregnancy, and the illicit drug use during pregnancy. We are going to look at four strategies. The first one is to see the impact of the behavioral intervention on the prevalence of these four pregnancy outcomes. And the second one, we're going to, instead of looking at the intervention as a whole, we're going to look at the number of intervention visits delivered. The third strategy is we're going to look at the intervention on each of these four pregnancy outcomes, controlling for the risk factors, those four risk factors. The third one is similar to the, the fourth one is similar to the third one, replacing intervention with the number of visits. If we look at low birth weight by care group, again we find that it's among those members group that the intervention was successful in reducing the percent of low birth weight from 17% to 13%. And if we even go further and look at the group of pregnant women or non-alcohol users who are employed, we see that the intervention was successful in reducing it from percent of low birth weight from 15% to 11%. For preterm birth, we see that the intervention was little bit successful. However, this is for the overall, for all women. The same thing for the preterm births. The intervention was highly successful in reducing the very preterm births from 6.1 for the usual care women to 2.9. And odds ratio is about half, and it's significant at 5%. So among these four pregnancy outcome, seems that the intervention was highly successful in the very preterm birth. If we look by the number of visits, we see that if for the low birth weight, if women attended at least four intervention sessions, that the low birth weight was reduced more than half, odds ratio about 0.4, and it's highly significant. So again, it's the number of sessions, not just whether they are intervention or not, as we saw before. The same thing for the very low birth weight. In fact, if you attended at least three sessions, very low birth weight is 0% versus almost 3%. Again, for the preterm birth, needs more sessions. You need to attend at least six sessions in order to reduce the preterm birth from almost 15% to 5%. For the very preterm, attending three sessions also reduced the very preterm from 7% to only 0.7%. So controlling for the sociodemographic results, as we saw, this is more or less summary of what we have seen in those charts, that women in the intervention group compared to those in the usual care group were successful in reducing the low birth weight, preterm and very preterm, especially if they, as I said, attending enough number of sessions, four sessions, for example, for low birth weight, three for very low birth weight, six for very preterm, and three for very preterm. Controlling for the risk factors, as we saw before, for those women, low birth weight, they were depressed and not smokers. The intervention was successful, and the same thing for the very low birth weight among those depressed. For the preterm births, for among those who were abused or exposed to the environmental tobacco smoke. For the number of sessions, this is more or less summary of what we have seen before in those charts. So in conclusions, we see that CART analysis really elucidated the specific association between risk and the outcome, identified those sub-cohorts of pregnant women that benefited most from this behavioral intervention. IBV looks like was identified both as a significant risk association for reproductive morbidity and was responsive to the intervention. In conclusion, we see that CART methodology through this better manipulation of data and its ease of understanding is proposed for use to supplement conventional parametric models. It's recommended for socio-behavioral risk studies to assess and to evaluate intervention programs. We were able to identify those subpopulations of pregnant women who benefited most from such an intervention and those who require intensive intervention in order to achieve better results. CART also identified the high-risk population that need to be targeted in a manner that's likely to maximize the intervention impact. At the end, I would like to thank our funding agency, the NICHD, and the National Center for Minority Health and Disparities, and would like to thank our collaborators and the participants who welcomed us in their lives and their hopes for them and for their children. Thank you.
We have about 5 minutes for questions. He finished 5 minutes early.
I think because I couldn't.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody have any questions for? Okay.
What software do you use to do the analysis?
I use the classification and regression analysis trees. It's Salford Systems. It's Salford Systems. They are actually in San Diego.
I think we have one back here.
Sure.
In your first presentation, you were comparing smoking at the end of the intervention?
At the end of the prenatal care.
Then the prenatal care.
Right.
So
right.
Do you know if those differences existed though at the beginning?
At the beginning, both groups were about the same rates of smoking. We controlled for the smoking prevalence in the subgroups at baseline. Okay. Yes. Yes.
What are the advantages of this method over the conventional method?
I think that the advantages of CART, it's mainly when you have a large number of variables, and if you want to, for example, it's more or less an exploratory technique, but it will help you if you have a large number of variables to look for, example, the interactions among these variables that you need to account for if you're going to do, for example, logistic regressions. Also, it helps you if you have missing values, especially for the independent variables, that they can use the surrogate analysis to impute these missing values. There are several advantages of CART. It also addresses the multicollinearity, or what they call masking between these independent variables, because you know that if the variables included in the analysis for CART, if they are highly correlated, they might not show up on the tree, but at least they account for them in what they call masking in order to decide about the importance of each of these independent variables.
One more question.
I think, yeah, I see your point. I think that while here we, yeah, it's a non-parametric, we have to recall that it's a non-parametric methodology. It's not a parametric methodology, so there is no assumption about the distribution there. Yes. That's correct.
And going through that recap to identify something closer to the key value to look at. In other words, a confounder that we can identify initially.
Well, CART, as I said, addresses this confounding issue and this masking and the multicollinearity issue. So if we look at the details, for each of those variables that shown on the tree with this mainly at the higher split or the lower split, there are those that call either surrogate or competitive. And if you want to look further, I think we had time, that you look at those variables and see which variables are highly associated with those that are actually presented on the tree, and you can go into further analysis to this.
Okay, hold up further questions until after our last presentation. We'll have about 15 minutes more for questions in a few minutes. Our final presentation is by Marta Mendiondo, using logistic regression to identify factors associated with practice effect of repeated